John Geronimo and Michael Mara.
And then we got our website. Like a convenience store, it's open 7 till 11.
Yep.
Go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Get yourself a chapstick.
And if you ever need to contact us, it's email at DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
You reminded me, the Norm Crosby and the captain's picture are on the website.
Oh, good.
You can check that out.
Where are they? In the photo gallery?
I think there's, go to the photos and click away.
Gotcha. And once again, here is Guy Birdley. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, the NFL said nothing about its ads for erectile dysfunction pills after the Janet Jackson thing, but now the NFL's dropping the ads, especially now that they've gotten more descriptive. That's the reason given.
I'll let him have the key to your cell anytime he wants it.
The league is dropping the ads just as sales for the drugs are slumping.
He talks out of turn, Stumpy. Throw a bucket of water on him.
Paul Tagliabue.
Washington Redskins safety Sean Taylor has been fined $17,000 for spitting into the face of Michael Pittman during Saturday's win over Tampa Bay.
But
Taylor won't be suspended.
Spitman.
He was ejected in the third quarter for unsportsmanlike conduct, and he loses his first-round playoff bonus. Game officials were so offended they didn't even penalize Pittman for slapping Taylor in the helmet afterwards.
He still scored the touchdown.
Guy's a freaking thug. And Mike Wilbon had it correct. If you read the Washington Post today, the NFL does stuff like when Clinton Portis, no, you didn't, Clinton Portis, when he wore socks that did not match the NFL. And I don't mean like he wore like black socks or something.
Right, right.
You know, he didn't wear like dress socks with his
football
uniform.
They have a specific dress code in the NFL. They're supposed to wear their socks a certain way.
Mm-hmm. And he wore a visor that he wasn't supposed to wear. They took like $40,000 from him.
Right.
Meanwhile, this one jerk spits in the other guy's face. It's 17 grand.
Sure. And more importantly, you know, really, I mean, to send a message, they say something about parity or balance, competitive balance, and so they don't suspend him for a game. I mean, it's just, it seems a little odd.
Taylor says he didn't do it, and he was investigated by the league last season for allegedly spitting at a Cincinnati player, but wasn't fined because there was no video evidence.
Here's why I believe that he spit in the guy's face, this thug for the Redskins, because they've got a ref. Now, I'm not sure which ref it is, but I've seen him on TV a million times.
He's literally right between the two guys.
And he's a guy who is really great at explaining the calls of what's happening.
Oh, fantastic, yeah.
So, he stands there. The thug for the Redskins spits in the Tampa Bay guy's face. The guy from Tampa Bay goes like this to Sean Taylor.
The helmet.
Boom! Yeah. Right in the face.
Yeah, as soon as that happened, the announcers went bananas saying, hey, why is he getting thrown out when the other guy hit him?
Right. Obviously, the referee saw Taylor spit into the other guy's face.
He's right on top of it.
I liked when Paul McGuire said, that's where he did it. You can see him throw his neck back.
Well, it was true, because the replay did show it, that he did a little. It looked to me like he did the thing, you know, where you press your tongue against your teeth, and you do a little.
And then Paul McGuire said for the 50th time, they're not doing their jobs.
Make it spit for the captain.
Finally, a woman in New York is suing an Applebee's for getting her son drunk by giving him a Long Island iced tea instead of the apple juice she'd ordered for the 5-year-old.
Never.
Apple juice easily confused with a mixture of cola, rum, gin, vodka, and triple sec blended with some sweet and sour mix.
Iced tea is like the most highly alcoholic drink you can serve.
Yeah.
That's right. The Applebee's in Battery Park has admitted its mistake and apologized, but Cynthia Perellis is suing anyway for $75,000.
Here, give this to the little bastard.
She says the boy's eyes glazed over and that he laughed uncontrollably. God, that sounds good right about now.
Hey, yo.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No! Listen, that we got to fly. We're too late. We will see you tomorrow, everybody, and blah, blah. Okay?
Right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
WJ 3 FM. This.